insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ain't nothing wrong with me. What the fuck is wrong with you? You done accused me of stealing. The only thing I'm stealing out here today is your face.
You out of your fucking mind?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, sucker. Let's get it on.
Oh, you want to fight? You want to fight? Well, then come on, goddammit. You've been fucking me since I'm gonna beat the shit out of your old ass in this motherfucker, too.
Break!
Rock the ball, baby.
Welcome back to the Black Is Break with yours truly, KC Layman. We have another beautiful roundtable in the house tonight. Tonight's guests are Chris Layman, Darius Gray, Toria Williams, and Tash Mosley. And tonight's topic is it okay to ever hit a woman? Looking at the recent incident in Cleveland where the bus driver uppercut a young lady who was a passenger on the bus who, from what we could see from the video, pushed him, spit on him, something. And for some people, his actions were justified based off of her behavior. For others, it's never justified to hit a woman with that kind of male strength. I want to know how the family feels about the situation. There's also most recently a video that came out of a bus driver, a female bus driver, fighting another young lady on the bus for disrespect. So it might be more that we're talking about just, I guess, is it disrespect towards elders or?
Both.
Okay, so issues of hitting women, disrespect towards elders. Is this situation, is it ever okay to lay hands on a younger person for them showing disrespect towards you? Be them of the opposite sex or not?
Well, yes. I think a woman can put her hand on another little girl or a boy who is being very disrespectful. And it's just a power position that women have and that men can't reciprocate. I think in the case of the Cleveland, this is Tash, by the way, in the Cleveland bus driver who hit this girl, I just saw the video, and the force with which he hit her, completely inappropriate. And I think the issue of respect is there. You know, like, she was disrespecting him. She spit on him. But he kind of disrespected himself the second he took it to hit her with the amount of intention. Like, y'all saw that swing. He was, like, gunning for her. Like, ratchet type girl. You know what I'm saying? And, like, don't have to hit her like this. Just, you know, push her, escort her off the bus, and or stop the entire bus until the police come and she goes off and everybody on the bus turns on her like, babe, you got to get off. Something, but don't stoop down to her level, even though she did spit on him.
I think it's a different issue. Whether or not it's okay, I think they need to learn that it should be expected. Because you're only going to be able to disrespect so many people so many times. Right. The rule of a boy can no longer hit a girl, that's not necessarily being taught anymore. And so, and I've preached this over and over and over and over again. You are not going to get away with it. Whether or not you think it's okay or not, even at the end of the day, if she can say that man was wrong, she still got that chin tapped. And it will keep getting checked if she keeps carrying herself in that manner, because no one is going to accept that. It's not. And on the reverse, you have to learn that you play a role in that. Whether you're 13, 25, 31, you play a role in that, and it's going to come. There are some adults who are not going to take that off of you. There are some men who are not going to take that off of you. And I think it's unfair for us to just go the route and say, as a man, you are wrong. As an older man, you are wrong. As the bus driver on this bus, you are wrong. I think the message also has to be made very clear. You get on the bus and you spit on someone, you better put your money on getting that chin checked. Because it would have happened somewhere else.
Well, yeah, no. I believe in everybody taking full responsibility for their actions. And I honestly don't think she deserves any payment or anything. Like, she got, from my opinion, what she deserved. I would much rather it had happened from a woman who clocked her like that. But he needs to take some responsibility, too. And that's all. And that's not her issue to
make sure. He lost his cool.
It's not her issue to make sure that he gets reprimanded because it's like, you did something wrong, you did something wrong, you guys go your separate ways, and we'll address both of you guys individually.
In the heat of the moment, if somebody spits on you, though?
If I'm, as Darius said, a civil servant, I mean, teachers are always put in compromised situation with students who are talking to elders and disrespectful, who might even be towering over the, it's just a certain responsibility you have.
So let me ask you this question. Absolutely. Police are police officers are civil servants too, but
they get away with murder. They need to be more accountable.
But I dare someone to speak to them, male or female, in that tone, and not expect to be knocked over the head or even
law
shot.
Enforcement.
But it doesn't matter.
No, it makes a huge difference.
But there is no law against expressing your freedom.
He's a law enforcer on that bus because he's responsible for the people that are on that bus.
Your idea is that law enforcement can bend the laws and they can lock you up for. So it's just a natural, you know.
That's different, though, because this man is responsible for everybody that's on that bus.
And that's the point that I'm making.
There are no
is
law enforcement.
We need
bus.
To maybe. Change the context change the context within which we're looking at this.
When I'm in the classroom, I have no law enforcement.
You know, because, and then you say he needs to take responsibility. So that police officer who may respond in the exact same way to someone, if a police officer was there and decided to intervene and hit her,
honestly,
then what? His job wouldn't be in danger.
You're right. I have a real problem with the way police are protected from their responsibilities when they commit an act just like, let's just make that guy a police officer and she spits in his face. And if he clocked her like that instead of, I would personally want the police officer to be suspended. Because my thing is, when you are in a position of responsibility, you have more responsibility. When you are in a position of power, you have more responsibility to look after and tender to the populace in a respectful way.
Oh, no, they have a video of a cop hitting a chick, like straight up.
Oh, yeah, sure. They sure do.
That doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't make it right. Yeah. And this is Chris. I will say this for that specific incident. Honestly, I watched that video like 10, 15 times. It was all on Twitter. I looked at it. Initially, I had to laugh my ass off because he knocked the shit out of her. Something terrible. Yeah, like even her interview, you know, saying that it was a Mortal Kombat finishing move. You know, watching it all through. They're going back and forth, you know. He's saying that, you know, I get my granddaughter to kick your ass, and she like, bring it, I don't care. When he did kind of bring up the fact that, you know, that's why your face scarred up, I was like, oh, that was kind of low. And then she went even lower and spit on him, and I was like, well, you just made it okay for this dude to hit you. Now, I will say, as a guy, I wish he gave off some kind of warning shot, like, don't do this shit again. I'm about to hit your ass. Or like, if you don't get the hell off this bus right now, I'm going to kill you. He just was like, I'm going to just give you a sucker uppercut.
It wasn't a sucker punch.
It wasn't, but he...
A sucker punch is when...
It's from behind or off.
But I mean, like, it was one of them, like...
He told her she was about to get it.
It was almost like the Okie though. He didn't even, like, show any sign. He didn't have his hands up, nothing.
He took that seatbelt off.
He got closer.
Her ass should have ran.
He caught her off guard.
You know what?
She wasn't clear that they were...
Yo, when he got out that seat, that should have been a clear indicator.
A fight is when there's a mutual exchange of blows. There is not a fight when you get knocked the fuck out.
I can understand if he... When she spit on him and hit him, if he initially
when she saw him getting out that seat coming toward that, should have been like, oh shit.
Yeah. She needed to have her guard up, but then he just can't, you know, I mean,
I'm more disgusted with this because I see it as an epidemic of just young people and even more particular women being disrespectful to men and not expecting or even thinking that there should be any retaliation. And I'm saying this for two reasons, because I had a sister growing up, and, you know, there's a big brother, little sister relationship where one is taunting and one thinks he knows everything, you know, the other person thinks they know everything. But I remember on more than one occasion when my sister would hit me, you know, and then if I just happened to hit her back, of course it was with more force and more might and more power, and my father would always tell her, you know, you do not hit a man. And so fast forward to today, you know, I have a sister who gets into confrontations with her husband. You know, they be verbal. They're verbal, but just the borderline physical. And guess who she calls?
I was getting
Daddy and brother. And see, this whole idea that there's no excuse for hitting a woman. Well, when it's my sister, I don't care what she does to you. There is no excuse. But see what happens when I run to her rescue and then I beat him to death. You know, then I'm in jail behind some asinine shit that could have been avoided because you couldn't keep your goddamn mouth shut, you know. And I just have to defend you.
Well, she is allowed to be as verbal and mouthy as
No, because you don't taunt a man. Right. You just don't. You don't taunt a man, and one thing you don't do is step on a man's pride.
I agree with you, and I've had my pride shitted on, and I have, even funny enough, I've threatened, apparently, a woman.
You didn't hit her, but you shook the shit out of her.
Talk to your lawyer. Before you say this.
Someone here can attest to it. This woman said something to me. She stepped on my pride in a certain way. And I said something to her to the effect that was like, I will fucking hurt you.
Right.
You said that.
Yeah, I told her I would fucking hurt you.
And I think that's a fair enough warning. I do.
I think the other point.
But I didn't do anything.
Yeah, though. Right.
Yeah. I think the other point that you brought up, Darius, was that you bring other point of your sister calling you. But even in this video, the young lady, after she gets beat on, says, I'm going to bring my dude up here. I'm going to bring my man up here. So speaking to women specifically, then you create this other situation where your fathers, your brothers, your partners, your whoever, you're bringing men into situations sometimes that's endangering their lives as well you initially started this whole thing. And you cannot bank on the rule that boys don't hit girls anymore. That's the assumption that men and women are raising their boys. You're assuming that this little boy has somebody teaching him that. There may be nobody teaching him that in this day and age. So a little boy may see a little girl and that's all he see in front of him is a girl. There are no rules attached. For your daughter's safety, you've got to have that conversation with her, just like you have the conversation with your son on how they're supposed to carry themselves when they interact with the police. You have the same conversation with your daughter. This is how you carry yourself when you're interacting with a man, because I can't promise you that he's not going to whoop your ass.
Yeah.
It used to be, you know, he might not put hands on you. Whoop your ass. You will get your ass whooped out here.
Yeah, and there's two points I wanted to make. Darius, starting with one of your points about, because we focus the conversation more so on women and their disrespect towards men. I think in this day and age, it does happen both ways. The way that boys disrespect older women at this point, or women in general, is that they think it's okay to be overtly sexual or over sexualized things. So when they're, you know, for me working at a middle school, it's nothing for a little boy to look right at my chest when he's talking to me or drop a compliment that's completely inappropriate for a 12 or 13 year old boy to be saying to a grown ass woman. But that's, they think it's okay for them to do it.
You got a father over here clapping.
Let me hear.
I just can't even believe it.
Let me hear.
You know, I'm clapping and disbelief.
Yes. You know, no, random I don't stuff, agree with stuff that they shouldn't be saying because they're children.
Even on the high school campus.
Right. You can't talk to me like that.
I know of a student saying to the teacher, I won't tell. I'm black. I ain't like the white boys. I won't tell. Mm-hmm. Completely out of line.
Out of pocket. But on the other hand, when we're talking about just...
And here we have an example of someone who's like, well, it ain't that wrong.
But in general, the disrespect... Yeah, the disrespect factor is this for...
And this one's like, it ain't wrong, see?
The disrespect factor in general, and I think this goes out to all children, no matter who it is you're dealing with.
Exactly.
Everybody has a limit. And it doesn't matter if you're catching people at their workplace or whatever the situation might be, everybody has a limit. So even for that teacher who deals with students who are talking shit to him or her all day long, even that teacher has a limit. Mm-hmm. A student, but I tell you, I'm an educator.
I got my limits.
A student put their hands on me, I'm losing my job that day. Because it should never, ever get to that point.
Well, what if you spit in a child's face?
I would never spit in a child's face.
Accidentally.
There's no accidentally. What we're not hearing in this situation, and we saw that in that video, is something else occurred between these two people. It couldn't go from I can't find my money to pay for this bus ride to now we're talking about each other. I'm gonna bring my granddaughter up here to beat you up. Your face is something else happened in
this. This is just my extrapolation. I'm thinking that this guy's driven a bus for enough years in Cleveland to know how to read somebody when they get on a bus with no money. Maybe she only had two stops to go and figured she could fiddle around in her pockets for change and say, I'm going to get this ride. And he read her ass, you know, get the F off my bus. You don't have any money. And it went from there.
And it's like Kim said, it's an issue of disrespect, because even in the other video where we see the female bus driver, It's just gone. Never in
even
my life.
Even if she had enough money and he told her to get off, there should be a certain amount of respect for the
authority.
Pilot.
Authority. This is my bus.
The pilot of the bus that you've got to get off of my shit.
Thank you.
but people don't think something can go wrong on a bus.
Right,
I mean, he could easily lose control or get so excited that he's no longer focused on driving and getting to a wreck and hurt everybody.
Right. And what Toria said is true. Him as the bus driver, he is responsible for everybody that's on that bus. So his concern is not for the one passenger, but for all. And if she was in the situation where she was riling him up enough to be that much of a disturbance, she definitely needed to remove herself from the bus. That would have been the best case scenario.
Right, because
and honestly,
the best case scenario was to have the money to pay for the...
True, but honestly, now I
would have thought she was 15.
Your,
she's 25. She's a grown woman.
But I will say...
With a backpack on the bus.
I will say this to your to your point, Tash. I do not feel it was correct of him to even participate in any kind of
verbal altercation
with her.
You're right.
That was
absolutely out of line
because that led to the altercation.
And I believe that's probably what was the deciding factor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that's hard too because you have some kids that pop off and run that mouth.
And you have some adults who are just as underdeveloped as 25-year-old little kids.
Or just lack that self-control.
And lack that self-control and don't understand they can rise above, they can go upstairs while these folks are, you know, slumming it.
Yeah. He should have just told her to get off.
She probably wasn't
talking all that craziness.
Yeah. But it is some sign. I mean, it's funny how back in the day it would seem like
that would have never happened.
This whole gentlemanly thing, and if they found out you put a hands on a chick, it'd be like, damn, dude, was it like that serious? Like, you really, like, oh, why you even have to go there? Now?
She could have been standing in a club and a young dude would have done that to her.
A lot of women don't care.
As soon as she spit on them.
It's not
the guys don't care.
Yeah, and a lot of guys, I mean, I can think about with my son, and when I initially started telling him, you know, him going to school and if somebody was hitting him, I wasn't like, well, hit him back unless it's a girl, then don't hit. I'm like, if somebody hits you, you hit them back. Now, at some point, I have to explain, like, you know,
if it's a girl, then. But how many
hits
can he take from the girl?
No, because I'm on that.
If a girl hit him, and like he had a little girl at preschool or over here at daycare, and she had a biting problem, I'm like, you kicked the shit out of her. She come near you with her mouth open. That's a problem.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
I'm no longer looking at gender. You are going to physically hurt me.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick the shit out of you, sex aside. Yeah,
I've told Kim, I'm the type of guy who I don't agree with.
I wish you guys could see her face and her hands right now.
I like the females who are biters.
Not that early.
I'm done with you.
I was going to say something too, like, and she came to him with her mouth open.
Because he could be like his dad. I'm not cool with it. I'm not cool with hitting women, but I'm like,
a tooth can go a long way.
When you're defending yourself, that's totally different. Like, if a chick coming at me with a knife or, you know, if you hit me and I'm like, if you do the slap, if you slap me.
They said she spit on him and was choking him.
Yeah, she spit on him and hit him. Yeah, now if you come in like just automatically hit me, I'm going to at least you be like, hey, don't do that shit, or, you know, and then it's again, I'm like, oh, well, you clearly want to fight. All right, let's fight.
You know, he if you coming at me, yeah, you want to act like a man, I'm going to treat you. Yeah, like
and
a
you,
man.
You know, these women, you, the gentleman age is gone. Yeah, all of that is crazy. Gone, and a lot of women don't want that. I want to be treated like a man. That's okay, well, guess what? You approach a guy like, what you going to do, motherfucker? What you going to
He didn't moderate or mitigate whatever the word is. He didn't use his power correctly.
That Jonin, right there.
And then when he decided he was going to take a swing, it wasn't a.
It wasn't just get off.
It wasn't an ordinary.
There was no restraint.
He could have. He basically could. He could have like grabbed her body.
He could have shook her like Chris Rock said.
Yeah, he could have grabbed her immediately. You know, and threw her off the bus.
But in the heat of the moment, like that.
But yeah, he got his boxing mode. Got back punch, in.
But he
in the heat of the moment. In the heat of the moment. We were just talking about a former student.
This society is going to hell in a handbag. This all started, you know, and it all started right when we see women's rights take a turn in this country.
Get off the mic with that bullshit.
That's, you know,
right around the early 70s when we start to see women enjoy the similar rights as men in the workplace and the whole idea of the roles they play change.
Darius is
really
talking.
I'm serious
Darius
though. I'm very serious. No, I'm very serious.
He said,
no, I'm very serious. I'm very serious. I'm very serious because
this
the mindset of women has changed. Now, just as women are not equal to men, men are not equal to women. We play different roles. We will never be equal. And this whole idea that we are, I think, is distorted people, women in particular, and then men too. But in this case, about what is acceptable and what you can say and do to a man and it be okay. Because now you are out of your place as a woman, in my mind. Once you start cursing a man and you get up in his face, because if you really have a problem with a man,
the thing to do before you say anything is, look, if you don't get out of my face, I'm going to get somebody to handle you, you know. And if you come to me and say, look, so-and-so was talking crazy to me, you need to talk to him, okay, that's fine. But don't come to me after you done call him all kind of motherfuckers and bitches and then slapped him upside of the head.
But see, Darius, I don't want to put the emphasis entirely on the woman. Because
but that's what this is about, though.
But it happens both ways. This particular situation is dealing with a young woman.
But that's not the topic of the discussion, Kim.
Remember, we broadened the conversation. It's about people and youth talking to older people disrespectfully. And I'm telling you...
Well, you can defend that point. I'm not going to defend a point of me.
I'm not going to defend any point. I'm saying it happens at the same rate that you're saying women change, men change at the same time. Each sex is adapting to the other's change.
No. What you have to understand about women is that
men,
just like I saw on this movie today, pussy equals power. Women control the dynamic of any relationship. They control. You guys have so much more control than you realize. And when you abuse that control, everything is off kilter. Everything gets distorted.
But then what do you say about the men that go like ham on women and start calling them all kind of bitches?
Then they were not taught right by their mothers and fathers.
We just had that shit happen outside our house the other night. This guy and girl got into an argument. She crying and, oh, why are you talking to me? And he's telling her he's going to kill her. She ain't shit.
Yeah, but why do her parents allow her to be out at that time of night?
This is grown people. Young people, but grown. Mama and daddy ain't got nothing to do with that.
I want to piggyback on an aspect of Darius's point. Where I disagree is on the verbal part. Like, people are allowed to be verbally abusive.
No, they're not.
I mean, they're not allowed to be.
Yeah, constitutionally.
People aren't allowed for how we should be raising people. To be verbally abusive, but constitutionally, like Daria said, they are allowed to be verbally abusive.
But I think
once you cross the threshold from verbal,
everybody has a limit
to the physical. We know there's a different level of prosecution that happens and a personal persecution in your community.
Well, that's
all I'm saying is that the women's rights movement has failed in one aspect. It's to show that Yes, women should receive equal pay for the same amount of work that they do in the workforce, but that
you don't ever lay down your femininity.
But whatever we do in the family, in a exchange of the sexes culture, there are certain roles.
Exactly.
But my thing is that a women's rights issue?
Oh, yeah. No, but they took it up as
one. How much of that affects
the verbiage, the language of equality, the language of equality led people to believe, look, you want to be equal? Oh, you take out the trash too. Oh, for Thanksgiving? Yes, you know what? You come and sit and watch the TV with me and football, and we both clean.
I've just always felt like sometimes those issues don't necessarily touch the black community, because we've always been like a subculture to what was happening with the dominant culture. So you got white women fighting for those rights that, and those things still didn't pertain necessarily.
But you have
black women
who believe that they do, and that's the thing.
Yeah, okay.
That's the thing.
Right. You, the ones
and
who
that's are,
just
problem,
like
yeah.
just like black men believe that they can, you know, exert certain type of behavior
that white men
that can. White men can. Like you can sit up and holler and cuss at a police officer and fuck you, man. I'm tearing this ticket up, man.
And
you know,
not get fucked up.
And not get your ass beat.
Right.
You know, and it's a perception. And then, so this whole affirmative action movement wasn't just for minorities. It was for women as well.
Right.
You know, they were giving scholarships to major universities across this nation for women to get degrees
so they
could compete in the workplace.
I blame all of the dysfunction between black men and women on Hype Williams and 90s hip-hop music videos. I trace the shit back to then. I'm telling you, the women's rights movement might have started it, but Hype Williams and the 90s music video phenomenon of greasy, naked stripper women and the relationship between men and women and men being able to disrespect women and just commodify them and women being down for that and saying my pussy is worth that kind of, to me, that's where the shit started.
Well,
because now you got a whole generation of kids.
I think that's where it snowballed.
That's how they think they're supposed to interact
that got
with one another.
That got the men to, lower their standards.
Because when you look at the family situation.
We won the battle of the sexes once women started pole dancing for exercise. I got that from Ryan Gosling. It's crazy stupid love.
Go ahead. But
I think there are other issues that contribute to that. When you think about the role of a woman. And I am in love with being a woman, and
right.
I can see that a lot of women have lost the true meaning of the role of being a woman. Like, I don't think I'm equal to a man in the sense of I can get up in his face and yell and cuss. One, because it doesn't even speak to your femininity. There's nothing feminine when you see a woman at the top of her lungs screaming and cussing and acting out.
And that's being disregarded right now. Women, these young women today do not value the power of being a lady.
Exactly. There's nothing feminine about that. Now, going out there working
They'll be your bitch, but they won't be your lady.
Right. Working hard and getting a degree, hands off. But when I see you and you in a voice of level 10 and you cussing and you, nigga, I can do this and I can do that, there's nothing feminine about that.
At
and the
all.
Moment you lay down your femininity, guess what? You've just opened the door up for everything. And you can't go, you can't be in between. I want to be a lady right now and then lay it down. It's not. And it's not to say that I don't.
No, because you see it in the videos. You see what it seems like it is now is when you see these videos on the World Star and all these other sites like that, you see the people fighting are the chicks. And instead of the guys being like, hey, what the fuck y'all doing? We taping it. And being like, oh, snap, I'm gonna put this on.
And we gotta bring women back and bring our little girls back to show them how you can be strong and still a woman.
Right.
Because...
It feels bad because you feel like women have abandoned that and kind of been like, well, I'm on the same level as a guy.
Telling them to think like a man all this time.
But the problem is, at the same time, women have, the respect factor for both sides have gone down. Women want to feel like, I'm equal to you now, so you were a little below, your notch is below now. And men are like, you ain't nothing but a damn sex object, so... Why the fuck should I care about what you think? You okay? I can call you a bitch, and you cool with that. You could be my wife, and I can refer to you as my bitch, and that's cool.
Yeah.
I can refer to you as my bitch to other people.
Yes. I know some people that do that, and they're cool with that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get that with the rappers. I'm like,
I hang with them. Hold on. I'm not gonna lay down my femininity, even though he's pushing me.
I think though there is definitely something to be said about roles, our social roles when it comes to gender. But I think this is also indicative of the time. We don't have nearly as many people partnering and coupling and taking on these roles. We still have a disproportionate amount of women being the head of households with no father figure around. And because of that, there is now, it's to be in a traditional relationship is almost, you're different if you're doing that. You know what I mean? If you're married with kids, you're kind of the you're in the margins. To be in any other sort of situation is that's the new normal. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I think for those of us that are raising children and those of us that will be raising children, we have to really be cognizant about what we teach our kids and what we show them through our own relationships, because they're going to come into contact with these young kids that don't have the same kind of examples. And they're going to need to know how to navigate the waters when it comes to, like, I'm so scared for Eli to start, when he gets to the point where he starts dating. I'm scared for him because of the kind of women he's going to deal with, and I'm scared for the women because he has me as a mama. If my child calls me and tells me wife, girlfriend, whomever lays hands on him, I know I'm not supposed to jump into his situation, but Chris is going to have to keep me from doing it. I want him to know how to deal with that situation so I don't have to do that.
Yeah, and the other thing that's kicked in has been this whole notion of the domestic violence, where, you know, you can beat your man's ass. If he hits you, he going to jail. Right. You can be like, I'm kicking your ass, and he can't be like, I'm calling the police because you beat me up. But if he hits you back, oh,
and that's why I'm making the call. Whip her ass, because my child's not gonna go to jail because you laid hands on him.
A lot of women know that, and they, you know, use that as a fact.
Is that,
like,
still,
he ain't,
is that
hit
still
me.
A law in California? I feel as if that should be changed. It's if it is,
it's not the law. It's not the law. It happens. Yeah, but then, you know, if you get, you can call it.
Maya cousin's baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
Rammed him head on in a car with the baby in the back seat of his car. He called the police on her. When they responded, they refused to arrest her.
But you know what it speaks to? The breakdown of the families as well. When you look, these are the consequences of a broken family. These are the consequences of a broken family, because had they been in a situation, one, that man wouldn't have jumped on the car. You know, I look at a family member of mine who is in love with his grandfather, and I never see his grandfather sit him down and teach him lessons, but just by being in his presence, being in his grandfather's space, he has the model of what a man is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The daughter, which is the mother, she has the model of what a man is supposed to be and how she's supposed to interact. Mm-hmm. And when you have a broken family, these are the consequences.
Yeah.
These are the consequences when grandma and grandpa aren't involved, mm-hmm. when mom and dad didn't have people to look to. These are the consequences. So when people say that stuff doesn't matter, we can make it, we can do this new traditional family, which it's a sign of the times, yes, we do, but we got to understand those are the consequences.
Yeah.
Those
I've
are the
said
absolute
this
consequences.
In a previous podcast, and I think I caught a lot of flack for this, but that the onus really, and black men do need to be much more present in their family lives and teach their kids, their grandkids, their daughters, their sons how to be. But the onus in this, and maybe the word onus is not right, but is on black women. Because I feel as if you guys know better. You guys are more equipped with the information and the
not
understanding.
Not necessarily.
And so you guys need to, like, fall back.
But then I'm stepping into the role.
Not necessarily.
Of
not every black woman has, just like what Toria outlined, not every black woman, not every black woman has that example set for her.
And not every woman knows how to treat a man. And not every man, I told this to someone that I was dating, that I don't have a typical story to tell, that I never had men in my life. I actually had four strong male figures in my life, two uncles, a father, and a godfather. Mm-hmm. So I can't give you that stereotypical story that you've probably experienced over and over and over again. Even when I'm upset with you, I know my role. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you to this day, a man never makes a plate in our household when we have when we're in our house, you know, because mm-hmm. it's just the way we do things. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Women never carry groceries from their cars either when men are around. There are remnants of not having both the male and female role model in your life.
Yeah.
And then it's also taken lightly when that's the epidemic now. People are used to dealing with that. And that's why I was making the point of, I had to explain to someone, I'm sorry, I had some other shortcomings growing up, you know, but I had male role models, four male role models.
Yeah.
So when I look to you to be a man, I'm not looking to you to say I'm a man. You know, none of those men ever told me they were a man. None of them have ever said, I'm the man. Yeah. I never heard them ever
but
say
they
it.
Showed you.
But I knew what it was. At least that's what my young mind knew from everything, from lessons they taught me. And that's what I was explaining. Like, I can tell you things that they told me. Mm-hmm. I remember telling my uncle, I'm going to be a lawyer. He said, never lie. That was it. it carried with me all the way. My father caught me one day in flip-flops. My toenails weren't polished. He said, ladies have their nails polished. I combated back because I was raised by my mom in the house. So, like, I don't have to wear my toenails polished. Yeah. That was my first reaction. My dad said, again, you're a little girl, and you keep your toenails and your feet clean. I couldn't have been more than 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. At 36, I still remember it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the importance when you say, I don't need a man around. Those lessons for a father and his daughter, important. Those lessons for a father and his son, important. Those lessons of mama and daddy interacting are important for little girls and little boys to see how men and women are supposed to treat each other. Because all they're going to do is mimic what they saw.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's funny. I think about your experience and mine, even though we both came up as only children, mine was very different because my father was not in the house. My grandfather was
And my
around.
Dad wasn't in the house either, but I still got those lessons.
But I didn't even have a plethora of male role models. Mm. My grandfather was the only man who I was around, and he would be in my ear always talking to me about business. He has very much to do with who I turned out to be, because he was always talking to me about how to make money, how to save money, how to spend money.
Right.
And that's what he felt he needed to do for me in regards to, I guess, teaching me what I needed to know about being a woman and, I guess, taking care of myself, because he came into, and mind you, this is my step-grandfather.
Right.
He came into my family, and my family had already had his fair share of marriage fails.
I know.
With him wanting to have one that was successful, or having one that was successful with my grandmother, he taught me certain lessons. Now, when my stepfather came into my life, at that point I was 9, and I have to be honest, I was not easily receptive to what it was he was trying to show me, because I wasn't accustomed to having that kind of male figure in my life. I didn't like him telling me what to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't like him trying to have any sort of like rule on what I was
but
doing.
But your mother didn't intervene, did she?
My mother made it clear what she felt her responsibility was and where she didn't want him to cross the line.
Right.
He had two daughters of his own, which made him very comfortable with girls, but she knew I did not have that experience. And so she said, you know what? I need you to let the discipline lie with me. Now, if there's something really serious, and as she gets older and gets more acclimated to our situation, then you can come in. But to begin, she's not going to be responsive to you telling her what to do. So it got to the point where I begin to just acknowledge, this is my dad. He's raising me. I make sense of that. And then I responded to him in kind. And I knew I would never be disrespectful, you know, or talk back to him. When I was little and he would try to discipline me, I would just go to my mom and be like, Mom, or just like not listen. I would just ignore him, but never argue with him.
Right.
But then I got to the point where I was like, he's good to me. He loves me. He cares for me. I'm going to listen to what he says, because I know he has my back when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
And when it came down to me having relationships with men, I kind of would try to follow whatever lead they set. I think that's the great lesson I got from my parents' marriage, is that they were really good friends, and my mom has always been a lady, so there were certain things that she would do in the house, like cook, and she'd serve to my dad and that kind of stuff. But then he would take out the trash. He would not ever let her pump gas. There were like certain things that he always did. And so I would try to find relationships where I could have that same kind of situation. But a lot of the men I was dealing with came from broken homes.
And so they didn't know how to have that kind of role. And so we weren't able to have any sort of synergy. Chris was probably one of the only people where he came from a two-parent household. And luckily for me, a two-parent household with an independent, strong mother. But even though my mother-in-law is strong, I never saw her boss my father-in-law ever. Yeah. You know, they just had a nice balance. And I still feel like he had a certain autonomy in the house. You know, it's his house, you know. And so Chris and I have that same thing. And I think it's funny, even though I have the more outgoing personality and I'm the talkative one, everybody thinks I'm probably bossy. Da, da, da. I don't disrespect my man, and I never would. He's the man of the house. It's his house, right. You know, and that's just how we roll, even in terms of how we deal with our child. I mean, my brother-in-law said the other day, he's like, I see you the disciplinarian around here. I said, well, yeah, I'm the one that gets on Eli most of the time. I said, but if I ever have to go to Chris to get on Eli, Eli knows the shit is very, very real. He'll push me. He'll test mommy. He's not going to ever test daddy. So as long as Chris don't have to deal with it, then it's not that big of a deal. When it gets to be a real, real big deal, that's when daddy has to come in. So I feel like I've had to learn through, I learned through my grandfather, I learned through my stepdad, and then, you know, and Chris in some way trained me in terms of how I deal with
men. And I think it's important for women to not intervene on those male teachings. Like, there were so many lessons, little tidbit lessons, because men, at least the men that I grew up around, they weren't going to sit you down and have a long conversation. You know, I remember, I remember in high school thinking I was like the business cheerleader, blah, 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 blah. My godfather said, your shit stink too. And it let me know, like, okay, you cute, but he basically let me know you ain't the only bitch out there with a cheerleading uniform that's cute. And like, slow your roll.
Yeah.
It was quick, but those lessons that you get from men, whereas mothers and godmothers and aunties and they're, you're so cute, you're so this, you're so that, you're mm-hmm, this, mm-hmm. You're that, you're this. So it gives you an equal balance. Like I said, it wasn't a lot of words that came from them, but those lessons just stuck. And that's what's missing today. So that's why when we fast forward, we see a girl on the bus talking crazy to a bus driver. Nothing in my mind would ever, even if he was slick, all I probably would have did, pull out a phone and call somebody and know I can have somebody come up there.
Right.
But a not, man. Right. But I would have never stepped out
of your frame and just said something.
Woof, woof, woof. Now, if I see this man jumping on my female friend and he's just crazy like that, that's something different.
Yeah.
But what she engaged herself in, I'm willing to put every penny in the bank that little girl, she didn't have that in her life.
And you know what's so interesting? As much shit as I talk about what I would do to anybody if they fucked around with Eli, I would not trade anything in this life for what I see my child experience coming from a two-parent household. It's like we at the movie theater again. Y'all two, cut it out. Eli is so dependent on Chris and I as a unit that it wouldn't even make sense to him if we weren't together. Like, before he even had a good command of language, he would just say, mommy, daddy. It was together. It was one thing. Mommy, daddy. Mommy, daddy. Mommy, daddy. And even now, he needs both of us. And it's an interesting experience for me, because me growing up without that, I felt like I was missing something. But it's really, you don't know what you're missing if you've never had it. You know what I mean? And so seeing his dependency on both of us, and it's a mutual dependency. We give him two different things, but he needs both. I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a trip. I mean, I had it, and when my father left, my father passed. It was almost like just half the parent household is gone. It was like they were one. It wasn't like I had a mom and a dad. I had a set, and one half is gone. So the balance is screwed up now. Yeah. But yeah, I hope both men and women get together. I mean, women just, you know, you can't, I would just say, do not come at a guy like a guy. You can, guys will give you the whole, we know you're going to come, we know you're going to talk some shit, we know you're probably going to say something fucked up and mean to hurt my feelings. I get that. But you can't go there. Like the bus driver, as soon as he said something about her face, it was like,
why
the hell did you even go there, dude? You know, and then if she could have said something, and it's just, hey, he said he came at me like a man, and I'm gonna treat you like one. It ain't the days of old. You come at a guy, they know that if you do something or hit them, they don't see a woman. It's just like, oh, I got hit. I got to retaliate. Right. And depending on the man you get, you either get one who will realize it and be like, oh, shit, I didn't mean to do that. You went out of pocket. That I crossed that line. You know, you put me there, and I got mad, but I shouldn't have gone there. Or a guy who will be like, oh, too late. Now I'm beating the shit out of you. And then be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to jail now. Oh, well. Yeah.
So it sounds like what we're concluding is that really there's work to be done on both sides.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we're dealing with a generation that is moving away from the traditional setup when it comes to family. So that just puts more work on our laps in terms of setting examples.
Nothing to work on.
I think where I feel some solace in all of this is that even though we're dealing with a current generation that seems really just kind of disenfranchised from those things that we have been brought up to value and appreciate and have that foundation that's instilled, even if our families, our homes were broken, there were just some basic underlying common sense things that we all grew up with, like you respect your elders and you don't talk back to older folks. I feel at peace with the fact that those of us we're creating families now and we're reinstating those ideals into our kids. And even though they're coming up, you know, with a different mindset and dealing with a different world, if we're giving them that foundation, then there's some hope for things to come back to.
Absolutely.
On that note, we thank you so much for joining us. Please tune back in for the next Black Is Bright. Peace.
You're gonna have to learn to respect me.